is that we are always warned in the Bible not to deny our mortality. Beards are a reminder of the aging process. Indeed, in Hebrew, the word for beard, zakan, is linked to the word for an elderly person, zaken. The constant reminding of mortality in Judaism goes hand in hand with one of the central means by which immortality is to be achieved, transmission from one generation to the other. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, Episode 37, Abraham Lincoln and the Jewish Beard. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-minute mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
Let us praise Grace Bedell, an 11-year-old child that lived in Westfield, New York, who in October of 1860 wrote a letter to a presidential candidate, one linked to one of the most famous faces in American history, and one with striking resonances of a Talmudic tale. Grace corresponded with the Republican candidate for president, Abraham Lincoln. She had just seen an image of the candidate as well as that of his running mate, Hannibal Hamlin. At the time, Abraham Lincoln was clean-shaven, and Grace decided that she had figured out a way to ensure the election of Lincoln. All he needed to do was grow a beard. She wrote, "Dear Sir, my father has just home from the fair and brought home your picture and Mr. Hamlin's. I am a little girl, only 11 years old, but want you should be President of the United States very much, so I hope you won't think me very bold to write to such a great man as you are. Have you any little girls about as large as I am? If so, give them my love and tell her to write to me if you cannot answer this letter. I have got four brothers, and part of them will vote for you anyway, and if you will let your whiskers grow, I will try and get the rest of them to vote for you. You would look a great deal better, for your face is so thin. All the ladies like whiskers, and they would tease their husbands to vote for you, and then you would be president. My father is going to vote for you, and if I was a man, I would vote for you. But I will try and get everyone to vote for you that I can. I think that rail fence around your picture makes it look very pretty. I have got a little baby sister. She is 9 weeks old and is just as cunning as can be. When you direct your letter, direct to Grace Bedell Westfield, Chautauqua County, New York. I must not write anymore. Answer this letter right off. Goodbye, Grace Bedell." One is struck by the charm and the directness of the letter of this little girl. But Grace Bedell surely did not know that there is an almost precise parallel between her letter and a very well-known story in the Talmud. Tractate Brachot describes a moment in which the head of the academy at Yavneh was removed, and the position was offered to a young scholar by the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, in turn, told his colleagues that he would have to discuss the matter with his wife before deciding whether to assume the position. And so, having presented the possibility to his spouse, he was told by her of a potential problem. He had no gray hair in his beard. He did not seem, in other words, like a sage, for within the Jewish world, age went hand in hand with the appearance of sagacity. The Talmud tells us that miraculously that evening, rows of gray hair appeared in his beard. He aged decades in a night, and this newly bestowed beard of agedness allowed him to assume this important position of leadership without any beard-related concerns. The Talmudic story highlights the penchant for beards in Jewish history, and as I outlined in an article and commentary, this affection is linked to genuine biblical concerns, including one of our mitzvot for the day. The Bible explicitly instructs, "Do not cut the edges of your beard," and then it adds elsewhere, "The edges of your beard you shall not destroy." This is a mitzvah, a prohibition, codified by the rabbis, listed by Maimonides. As I further explain in this piece, titled "Why Beards?" If there are clean-shaven traditional Jews today, it is because many traditionalist Jewish men have availed themselves of an ancient exegetical exception. In forbidding shaving, the biblical text utilizes two different verbs in two different places. The first instructs not to cut the edges of the beard. The second prohibits one who would seek to destroy that beard. Cut and destroy. In reconciling the seeming ambiguity, the Talmud insists that the only truly forbidden action is razoring. In other words, a method of cutting that shears the facial hair and also thoroughly removes it. Alternative approaches, such as trimming, which cuts but does not destroy, or at the other end of the spectrum, using the tweezers, which destroys but does not actually cut, these actions are permitted. Thus, yeshiva students in Europe often used a depilatory cream, which destroyed but did not cut. And today, in 20th and 21st century America, many avail themselves of electric shavers, which are deemed not to cut as close as a razor, and therefore, at least with many of them, do not actually destroy. But be that as it may, as I insisted in the piece, the reader of the Bible and the Talmud will conclude that beards are celebrated. And the reason, as I explain, is that we are always warned in the Bible not to deny our mortality. Beards are a reminder of the aging process. Indeed, in Hebrew, the word for beard, zakan, is linked to the word for an elderly person, zaken. The constant reminding of mortality in Judaism goes hand in hand with one of the central means by which immortality is to be achieved, transmission from one generation to the other. This is why parents are obligated to transmit the Torah to their children. And in tandem with this sacred obligation, younger individuals are obligated by the Bible to see themselves as part of a larger chain and therefore to revere their predecessors. This obligation of transmission goes hand in hand with another mitzvah for the day. And here, the phrasing in the Bible is quite important. Mipnei seva takum. Before agedness you should rise. Vahadarta pnei zaken. You shall give glory to the face of an elder. In Judaism, it is not youth that is celebrated, but agedness. For those who come before are linked to our past. It is to them that we owe the obligation of ensuring posterity. Thus, even if Jewish law allows for beardlessness, because we have, through technology, a way of cutting the beard without fully destroying it, the spirit remains as a reminder to us whether we have beards or not. The writer Joseph Epstein once described our age as that of the perpetual adolescence, a time in which youth is embraced and worshipped. Judaism, in contrast, obligates the young to honor the previous generation, and it is in such a society that we can understand why the change in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's beard was central to his career path, and he was not the only one. Abraham Lincoln responded to Grace Bedell on October 19, 1860, several weeks before the election, when he was still beardless, and he wrote, "My dear little miss, your very agreeable letter of the 15th is received. I regret the necessity of saying I have no daughters. I have three sons, one 17, one 9, and one 7 years of age. They, with their mother, constitute my whole family. As to the whiskers, having never worn any, do you not think people would call it a piece of silly affection if I were to begin it now? Your very sincere well-wisher, A. Lincoln." This was Lincoln before the election. But, as the website Abraham Lincoln Online tells us, quote, "As you read this letter, it's easy to imagine a smile on Abraham Lincoln's face as he wrote it. It's a reply to an 11-year-old Westfield, New York girl who wrote to suggest that he grow a beard to improve his presidential prospects. Lincoln didn't make any promises, but he wore a full beard as president-elect when he stopped in Westfield on February 16, 1861, and met his young correspondent." End quote. This wonderful story of the 16th president, who was known by many as Father Abraham, is one that allows us to further ponder how we, as the children of the original Father Abraham, approach life, remember to honor the previous generation, and thereby reminding ourselves to focus our own lives on what truly matters. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow, signing off.